With Election Day just 2 weeks away in Boston, the man who wants to topple Boston's four-term incumbent mayor had one last big chance last night before a large audience to change the dynamics of the contest. Boston City Councilor Michael Flaherty faced off against Boston Mayor Thomas Menino last night in the final broadcast debate of the campaign, with the incumbent leading the challenger by 20 points in the latest poll. WBUR's Fred Tice has this roundup of their debate last night, which was co-sponsored by WBUR and other media organizations.
The debate brought out some differences between the candidates on how they would cut the city's spiraling costs to cover retired city workers, for example. Michael Flaherty said he would talk to retirees about putting them on Medicare. Tom Menino questioned whether that would be fair to people who have already retired. At one point, there was some question about who had the right figures. WBUR's Bob Oakes reminded the mayor that in his first inaugural address, Menino promised to make the schools great again.
And the high school dropout rate in 1994 was 7.5% when you came in. Last year, it was 7.6%, up slightly from when you came in. Have you failed in making the schools great again, or have you failed in convincing Boston residents that they are?
I mean, the short counsel, our numbers show that the dropout rate decreased by 33%.
Those are state numbers that I'm citing
those,
there.
What do you expect? The state numbers.
Flaherty turned the debate to how much the schools are spending.
We're also operating under the most expensive school district in the country, where we're spending close to $20,000 per student.
The latest state figures show that 2 years ago, Boston was tied for fifth most expensive school district in the state. Boston spent $17,000 per pupil, as much as Waltham and Weston, but Rowe and Wellfleet spent $18,000, Nantucket $20,000, and Cambridge $25,000. Menino brought the debate back to the dropout rate, and that led to the strangest moment of the night, a long pause by the mayor after someone in the audience either coughed or scoffed at what he was saying. It's hard to tell.
We have a reemergence center now where kids could go who dropped out of school, get back into the system. We have programs now for the. We have programs in our city now for those kids who come from other countries to go into our schools.
Development was another big issue last night. Flaherty tried to present Menino as a mayor who favors those with political connections.
What we're going to do is we're going to end the pay-to-play system that governs the way that people get permits in the city of Boston. People who are friendly with this administration are given a certain set of rules that they have to abide by, and someone walking in off the street that isn't connected, that doesn't hire the right lawyer or consultant, they have to follow another set of rules.
It was on another question about development that the mayor admitted that he is stumped by one problem. He was asked what's going to happen in downtown Crossing, where there's a big hole where Filene's used to be.
It's difficult to tell you where I'm at that right now. We're met with some funders from Asia who were originally interested in it. We're still trying to work with them. But the economy right now is down. We can't get investors. One of the companies that was an investor in that property is near bankruptcy. But we're staying focused on that. The Redevelopment Authority and myself continue talking to other folks who might be interested in coming to 1 Franklin Street as we move forward.
This debate was not as lively as earlier ones. Menino mostly smiled. None of Flaherty's attacks unnerved him. This is the most contested mayoral race since Menino won the office. Flaherty has tried to change the dynamics of the race before by picking his former rival, Sam Yoon, as his running mate, for instance. But last night was Flaherty's last chance to reshape the race in front of a large audience. It's now behind him, and Election Day is rushing near. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.